Hello, welcome to Pattern Club Radio. I'm Ray, I'm here with Alex, who just chose the last song. That was very nice. What was that?
Hello, that was, what was it called? Dance Music 1 by S.C. Sharma. It's from the NIED tapes. So this is a really early example of electroacoustic music from the National Institute of Design in India. Fairly recently re-released on State 51 Records, so you can find that on Bandcamp and all that. It was the most dance, most pattern-y oriented track on the album, I think, but some really strange sounds on the rest of it as well. Check it out.
Nice. And we don't have a guest today, though I think we will have one next time, I hear. But instead, Alex has brought a few tracks from Laurie Spiegel and an essay that she wrote. Do you want to just tell us a bit about what to expect in the show?
So Laurie Spiegel is a interesting composer from New York. Very early electroacoustic composer, as well as I think she plays the violin and things like that as well. An amazing person. You can find out about her by watching a nice short film called Sisters with Transistors about early electronic music, in particular sort of underappreciated women from early electronic music. We'll be reading a bit from her essay, Manipulations of Musical Patterns, and listening to a couple of tracks. But before that, we're going to listen to something else.
This is a track I was listening to today by Glia. It's called Recoil.
Thank you. Records. It's Nick Boyd in the building. We have our friend, new friend, Lil Data, straight out of Manchester, based in Iceland, coming at you live for the next hour. Stay safe. Bye.
Okay, this is a bit meta. It's not actually that record station, we're just playing something from another record station. But this is indeed Lil Data. We'll explain more later.
There's beauty in the way that you are when I'm all alone.
All right. So that underneath is Lil Data. So that was just like the intro of one of his sets, which wasn't actually the bit I'm meant to play, but I mind. But he is going to be playing on the 21st of June at our next Pattern Club / Algrave event in Sydney and Matilda. So if you go to patternclub.org/Sheffield, you can find out more about that. There's also Polinsky playing from 65 Days of Static with something new. Plus Enzo, who is an emerging producer from Sheffield with some amazing new tracks. We'll probably play something from them at the next radio show. And also me and I Measure. Oh yeah, and Collapse, so that's exciting. We've got someone from, there's a Pattern Club in London, and we've got Collapse coming up from there. But yeah, let's go into Laurie Spiegel mode. We've got a nice track queued up called Drums. Let's have a listen to that. Thank you. Yeah, so this track is Laurie Spiegel plays Alice Synth, so you can find this on YouTube. Again, this is a really early piece using digital synthesis live for one of the first times. And you can see Laurie operate the synthesizer in the video, but she is triggering patterns and then manipulating them using algorithms that she coded into the system herself. Which leads us nicely into this essay, Manipulations of Musical Patterns, which you can find online as well, by Laurie. So I, like Ray, like making music with algorithms. I also like making systems for making music with algorithms, including something called Tidal Cycles. And I made that when I was a student quite a while ago. But this particular essay by Laurie was really influential because in this radio show we've been playing patterny music, and this essay just has some nice ideas about what that actually means. She's writing this in 1981, and her idea is basically that in the music systems of the future there should be things like copy and paste, insert and delete, but also a whole host of other similar kind of transformations that are focused on musical pattern. So maybe this is sort of realised to some extent, but I think we can push it a lot further. And she gives 12 actually, examples, well, or categories of examples. It's really expansive. Well, it's only 4 pages of the essay, but the ideas in it are really expansive. So, for example, the first one is transposition, just like adding things. So it might be going up in pitch. It might also involve adding in time, but she puts that in a different category of rotation, which might be something like a rotation, so that if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, then you can rotate it and get 2, 3, 4, 1. Basically taking things off one end and sticking them on the other, which is a really simple idea, but when you actually do it along with other transformations, you get amazing complexity coming out of it. So I think that's the beauty of these ideas, is they're all really simple, but in combination you get something really complex coming out. Another one is reversal. So you can reverse in time, but also in pitch, to sort of turn melodies upside down. Rescaling, expansion or contraction of a range of a set of relationships without alteration of the internal proportions, she says. So if you had something like just the phrase ta-ki-ta, and you started off like ka-ki-ta, and then contracted it and then expanded it again, you could get ta-ki-ta, 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 ta, which is a yati from Indian classical music. And it's such a simple idea, just like making something shorter and longer. But if you do it successfully, you get all these interesting kind of weird rhythmic effects that just come out of the process. And yeah, the others would be extrapolation, fragmentation, substitution, combination. Combination's a big one. If you take two sequences and combine them, you always get amazing results. And of course, repetition, my favourite. But yeah, going back to fragmentation, what should you say that is? Usually for purposes of separate manipulation of a sub-pattern which has occurred or been stated as part of a larger configuration. I don't think she's actually talking about breakbeat slicing, but that's how we're going to interpret it. So I think we're going to play another track, this time one by Venetian Snares called Welfare Wednesday, and see if you can hear the fragmentation of the Amen break. We'll be right back.
I think they're called Urine. I think the song's called Summer Chechny Wastashi. Just an album I was listening to this morning that my friend Danny sent to me. I thought it was really good. I don't always know if everything fits the pattern brief, but we, hopefully have an eclectic mix on the show. And yeah, before that, as Alex mentioned, was Venetian Snares. Crazy song. Yeah. what are you going to play next?
So this one is from a new album coming out by Church Andrews and Matt Davis. I don't think we've played a track from them before. There was, we did play a jazz trio which featured Matt Davis on drums. But yeah, amazing duo with Church Andrews on electronics and Matt Davis on incredible percussion. Have a listen. Thank you.
That's a really nice track from the wonderful Robin Haddon. It's from her release, I think it was released earlier last year, called Spills Part 1. You can find it on Bandcamp. And it's called Our Waters, featuring Veronica Maxwell, Lucy Van, Ruth Weber, and Bethany Winter. Yeah, Robin's great. I'm in a band with her and our friend Danica. Yeah, we've been making, well, we've only really practiced a few times so far. But yeah, we've been making some music together using, with me doing live coding, Robin singing, and Danica's been using synths and also the recorder, which has been amazing. And we've got a gig at Hatch next Friday. If you're around, come, it will be good. Alex, what are you going to play next?
Okay, I'm going to play Crying Out My Final Tears by Dane Law, which is an algorithmic manipulation of a track by Alice DJ, which I think is called Back in My Life. Okay, that was Renoiser by 65 Days of Static. That appeared on the, I can't remember what it's called, but we did an album in support, Compassion Through Algorithms, Volume 2, after Volume 1, which was made by the Japanese live coding scene, and we made one in Sheffield. So, yeah, look that up. It was in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and it was in aid of a nice little group in Rotherham. Anyway, that's it, I guess. We've got one more track, but any more words from you, Ray?
Bye-bye. That was a good show.
Yeah, always fun. Thanks, Mondo, for having us. Oh, and yeah, 65 Days of Static, they're actually, Paul Polinsky, who is one quarter of 65 Days of Static, are going to play at our party on the 21st of June at Sydney and Matilda. Again, look at patternclub.org for info about that. Okay, let's go.
Thank you.